It's the beginning of October and getting to the end of boating season in New York's North Country. WRVO's Julia Botero was on hand at the Antique Boat Museum in Clayton for the last ride of the season in a historic 16-ton, 48-foot speedboat before the boat was lifted out of the water for the year. The Pardon Me is considered the biggest speedboat of its kind in the world.
You ready?
The engine sounds one way when you're right next to the engine, and it sounds another way out the exhaust pipes, which, you know, on a boat like this, that's 25 feet apart. At the front, you hear the whine and the whistle of the sound coming through the supercharger, and at the back, you hear the throaty exhaust resonating.
My name is Emmett Smith, and I'm the curator of the Antique Boat Museum.
It's 48 feet long. It's all mahogany and chrome. Basically, everything you're looking at is either varnished mahogany or chrome steel or brass. It's very streamlined. It has a big chrome bullnose and chrome streaks down the front sides, and the name in big gold leaf and red outline. It's called Pardon Me, and it's basically, hey, look at me, get out of my way. It's a very American statement. It was built in 1948 in Alexandria Bay by Hutchinson's Boat Works. It's a custom speedboat designed by John Hacker, who was the preeminent designer of speedboats of his time. And it was built for a guy from Ogdensburg named Charlie Lyon, who had a place in Chippewa Bay and used fast boats to commute back and forth from Ogdensburg to Chippewa. Fairly shortly after being built, it went to Detroit. It was bought by a guy named Dick Locke. And it was in Detroit throughout the 50s, 60s, and most of the 70s until it was bought by this guy, Nick Beck. He was also from Detroit, but the biggest antique boat show in the country was here in Clayton. So he brought it to the show to show it off and ended up being purchased by two of the museum's founders, Jim and Tony Lewis. And then they gave it to the museum in 86. So it's been here since 86. It's about 1,300 or 1,400 horsepower. At wide open throttle, it's capable of consuming 3 gallons a minute, yeah. And at that speed, it has to run on high octane, 100 octane or above, airplane fuel mostly. We just backed out of the outhouse, and he just put it in forward, and we're headed around past Clayton Village, around the other side to St. Lawrence Restoration. It's incredibly exciting when it's really planing, when it's really going fast. It's like nothing else. You don't really think it'll happen. It's so big. It just seems so unlikely that it'll really get up and skate like it does, but it's really fun. We're lifting the boat straight out of the water. It's probably 12 feet off the water surface now, water dripping off the hull and pouring out the exhaust pipes, and it's beautiful.